AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. As Americans celebrate Thanksgiving, security is high across the country to protect against any possible terrorist threat. Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson.
We are working overtime to protect the homeland, to evaluate and reevaluate what we see.
But he and President Obama stress there's no specific threat against America for this weekend. In New York, security is also in place for the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city is safe.
This is the best prepared city in the country to deal with a terror incident, and most importantly, to prevent terror incidents, which the NYPD has done successfully now for 14 years.
More than 2,500 officers will be stationed along the parade route. It's the largest number of officers the department has ever assigned to the event. There will be thousands of people in Washington state looking for some place to have their Thanksgiving dinners. Power is still out for parts of the Spokane area more than a week after a damaging windstorm.
As a result of the windstorm that blew through the inland northwest last week, Avista Utilities lost about 180,000 electric customers, which is about half of our customer base in Washington and Idaho.
Utility spokeswoman Debbie Simic says that hundreds of workers will be on the job Thanksgiving Day to try to get the power back on. Protesters in Chicago are demanding the resignation of the city's police superintendent following the release of a dash cam video that shows the shooting death of a black teenager by a white police officer. Alderman Roderick Sawyer says the victim in this case is a symbol for all those whose rights have been violated.
We know that there is more than one Laquan McDonald. While the individual facts of various cases may differ, there are many whose rights have been violated because their lives were deemed not to matter.
The protesters are planning to block a key shopping area in the city on Black Friday. This is AP Radio News. The number of children crossing the southern U.S. border illegally is on the rise.
Data is showing that nearly 5,000 unaccompanied immigrant children were caught illegally crossing the U.S. border with Mexico in October, almost double the number from October 2014.
The AP's Seth Robbins in San Antonio tells us this is the highest number of illegal crossings by children in the month of October since the government started keeping records in 2009. Pope Francis is issuing a strong appeal for traditional family values in his first public mass in Africa. In his homily Thursday, Francis called for Kenyans to support families and welcome children as a blessing. He also urged them to resist practices which foster arrogance in men, hurt or demean women, and threaten the life of innocent unborn. A mother who left her newborn baby in a Christmas manger inside a city, New York City church will not be prosecuted. The baby was left in the nativity scene wrapped in towels. The baby is a boy and is in good health. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.